Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. I am your director, but also your host today, Sarah Rogers. And I am joined by special guest, Ben Treadway. He is head of sales with a platform called Social Coach. And I'm really excited to talk to him today about something that we're all hearing about. We've been hearing about it. We're going to keep hearing about it. And that is using video on social media. So, Ben, before we really dive into it, tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got into this space, and your role with Social Coach.
Yeah, so I've been with Social Coach for really since the beginning, since we went to market. So I run the sales team here and work really closely with our customer success team and do a lot of training and all that good stuff. I entered the, I guess you could say, the mortgage marketing space pre-COVID back in 2018, end of 2018, beginning of 2019. You know what they say, when you get into mortgage, you can't get out of it. I tried to leave and I went to an HR company and they just handed me all the mortgage companies. And they said, sell HR to the mortgage. I was like, all right. So as quickly as I could, I jumped back into mortgage marketing. I really enjoy it. When it comes to social media, that's what we're all about. We specialize in it. We specialize in mortgage social media specifically. So that's like our little niche. We play in this pool with you guys all day long. So we love it and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Once you're in it, it just follows you around and you just kind of got to accept that's your fate. But awesome.
Hey, it's a good fate to have in good times. And then, you know, it's rough sometimes, but hey, that's any career.
Yeah, bad times make us better though, for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I want to kick it off with this question just to kind of take us back to basics to start off. But if you're a loan officer or a real estate agent in the game right now, you've probably been told either directly or indirectly that you need to be utilizing video on social media. But my question for you, Ben, is why? Why should we be using it over something like a text post or a photo post or more of a corporate looking graphic? I think all of that stuff is needed for a good content mix sometimes, but why is video king right now?
You know, it's been king for a while. YouTube is super popular. And it has been. And you always like talking to people face to face, right? That's the big draw for video, is this personal connection that you can have with people, over social media. And I think there's a lot of benefit to being able to see someone's face when they talk, being able to see the way that they talk and how they use their hands and their voice inflection and all that good stuff. The worst thing to do is to get a text from your significant other where you aren't quite sure what they said and you take it the wrong way. And then you're in trouble the rest of the day, right? I've done it myself, right? Where I just say okay to a text to my wife and now I'm in trouble when I agreed to it, right? But because I said okay the wrong way in her mind. But if I were to just call her and say, yeah, that sounds great, or send her a video and say, yeah, that sounds great, I'm not in trouble. And the same goes for social media. It's really easy for us to fall into this. Okay, I'm just going to let my corporate team post for me and just get the content out there. But sometimes your message is deeper than just your company. Your brand should be deeper than just your company. And video helps you take it to the next level and really separate yourself from everyone else.
Yeah, totally agree with that. I led a LinkedIn training last week with our leadership team. And one of the slides I always show people is, here's some really popular LinkedIn users and here's their company. And it's like Bill Gates, I can't remember the numbers, but let's say 32 million followers, Microsoft, 24 million. And then it like goes on, like all of the people have more followers than the company because
people don't connect with brands and logos, they connect with people. So yeah, video, that's, you know, the bread and butter to that. So I want to talk about how video has actually, you know, affected people's businesses that you've seen, because like I said, everyone's been told directly or indirectly that they need to do it, but I think a lot of people need to hear that it actually works before they want to kind of invest their time and energy into it and get uncomfortable doing it. So your experience with Social Coach, you get to work with what, hundreds, thousands of loan officers?
Thousands of loan officers. Yeah. And I hear it all. I hear it doesn't work. And then I hear, oh, wow, I just closed five deals this month because of social media. Yeah. Right. The thing that I always say is, like, if you need to hear that it works, like, I have people you can talk to. I hear stories all day long. I could go from, you know, just increasing your followers. I can go from closing deals. Like, we hear it every single day. But a lot of loan officers got into this industry thinking that they were going to close 100 deals in their first year, and it didn't work for them. But guess what? They stuck to it, and now they're successful in this industry, right? Think of social media as like a full commission job, right? You only get out of it what you put into it. As a loan officer, you know this very well. You only get out what you put into it. And that's why we're seeing this massive genesis of loan officers leaving the industry, because they can't cut it, right? They aren't willing to put in the extra work. Same thing with realtors. They aren't willing to put in the extra work. So social media works. Trust me. I just spoke with one of our clients last week. She went from 200 followers on LinkedIn to over 600 followers in a month. She's only done 8 videos with us. She's signed up. She works kind of in tandem with loan officers and realtors. She's like, she has a bridge loan product, right? That she's been promoting on LinkedIn. She's been doing it for 18 months. A lot of success because she's good at her job, but she's never had much success on social media. She started posting video about what she's doing, increased her follower count. She's signed up over 10 clients, new clients in the past month and a half, which was rare for her. She's really been able to set herself apart. I had a loan officer went from 200 followers on Facebook, which isn't the most popular place to post video. She got over 500 new followers in 24 hours the first time she posted a video. Wow. It's like, okay. But here's the thing. Like I said before, it's what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And if you post one video or you post one thing on social media, you don't engage with anyone and you just go, it didn't work for me. Okay, well, yeah, it didn't work because you didn't do anything to make it work, right? You can't just, it's not a set it and forget it platform. Just like your business isn't set it and forget it. Like, you can't just get one piece of software and then close 100 deals. Right. Like, you gotta put work into it.
Right. Something you said that I want to touch on a little bit is, you know, people, the tough times, I said at the beginning, make us better, but they also kind of, you know, sometimes weed out people who maybe, you know, weren't as passionate about it as others and didn't want to get through the hard and get to the other side, which it's hard. So, you know, I get that. But something that you said is a lot of people, you know, are leaving the game. And I think that social is something that has to be adapted to. And an example that we talked about at our leadership summit last week was, there's a time when online applications became a thing and people weren't happy about it. They were comfortable doing paper apps. It wasn't something that they wanted to adjust to, but they had to, and they did. And now they're fine. And I think social is just another one of those things that it's here. You have to do it. If you don't adjust, you're going to get left behind. But in no time, the more you do it, kind of the more comfortable you'll get with it. So what advice do you have for loan officers who are in that boat that they've never done it and they're so uncomfortable, but they want to stay in the game, they want to be successful? What are like your first top tips for someone who is just really nervous about it?
Yeah, I want to get this number right before I say it wrong. So let me pull it up here. Yeah, 78% of those that use social media outsell their peers that don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. if you want to be a top performer, you're going to use the tools that make you a top performer. And social media is the tool that can make you a top performer. 51% that use social media are more likely to reach their quotas. Okay, you want to hit your quota? Use social media, right? Like if you want to make money, you should use the tools that are free. Number one, Instagram is free. Facebook is free. And it provides the results that you're looking for. 45% of social sellers create 45% more opportunities than their peers. Okay, more opportunities. I hit my quota more often and I'm going to outsell my peers. Like that sounds like a win-win-win to me, right? And it's sitting there on your phone. You look through it. Everyone looks at Facebook at least once a day. You kind of skim through things on Instagram. The tricks to getting started is just that. Start scrolling. Just start looking at social media a little bit more often. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, but make it part of your job, right? Make it work. Meaning, don't just look at the videos that are like memes and stuff like that. Those are great and they're awesome to send, but utilize it to like people's content, comment on people's content, and send DMs to people you haven't talked to in a couple months, right? Reach out to people and make it actual social media, right? Become social there, and you'll start to see the successes because the algorithms, these platforms start to see, oh, like this person's being a little bit more active on here. Oh, they posted something. Let me help them out, kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Like Instagram just released their new algorithm back in at the beginning of April or May, that they're now focusing more on smaller creators, right? People less than 1,000 followers. They want to push your content. You just got to get it out there, right? Yeah. And the way to push it further is to engage with people and then post your content and then continue engaging with people. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. So that's the main tip there is just start engaging. Now, it's easy to just go kind of like that surface level. Oh, get comfortable on camera, start posting. Like, but there are very specific things that you can do to really see success, right? Yeah. And you know, we just did a conference. We were at Mastermind Summit, and our CEO, Joe Wilson, he broke it down. 11 tips, 11 key tricks that you can use right now to see success on social media. And we went further than just post, right? Engage with people. Like those are too surface level for those that are really trying to succeed.
Yeah.
It's diving deeper into
what's something a little deeper you can lend forward to our people here.
Yeah. So I think the first thing that's a little bit deeper than most people go is actually viewing the insights on your social media posts, right? So everyone, when you post, if you have a business profile on Instagram or Facebook, they actually give you the numbers, right? They actually tell you, hey, this is how many accounts you engaged with. This is how many accounts you engaged with that don't follow you versus that do follow you, right? That number is huge, mm-hmm. right? It's also very helpful or very like motivating when you see that 60% of your views that you got on a video that you posted came from people that don't follow you.
Yep.
That's awesome, right? That's one of those things that is really motivating because it's like, oh, okay, like actually people are seeing me outside of just my friends and family that have been following me on Instagram.
Right. You're reaching
right?
them.
So that,
yep.
That keeps you going. That's a big one. I think the other one is to search local, right? Like when you're posting, if you just post hashtag mortgage, that goes out to the ether, that goes everywhere, right? If you're really trying to establish your business in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm at, I'm not going to post something that just goes to everywhere. Why don't I hone that in, right? So you can actually go search on Instagram and on TikTok, specific places and see the type of content that's being posted in that area, right? Utilizing hashtags is massive for that, right? So you can jot this down. The way to find a hashtag that works is put in your city, put in real estate after that, or put in your city and put in homes after that. And realtors are going to be popping up. And the moment you find a realtor that you follow, or just a realtor in general, click on their content. And then I love realtors. They post 30 to 40 hashtags on all of their content, and you can use those, right? But most of the time, if you're searching local and you want to get more involved with the people in your area, and you just put your city and real estate, you will find realtors in your area that are posting about your city, right? And then if you just utilize the same hashtags as that realtor is using that you want to work with, and you post your video with that hashtag, like, you're going to get in front of those people 10 times more often, because you're posting the same type of content with the same hashtags in the same city, and people are going to see you more often, right? So that's like another one. And then the third one is, I think that a lot of people fail to do their research before they create content. And so TikTok is amazing. If you're not on TikTok, here's just like a surface, get on TikTok, right? Even though you think it's going to get banned, like, we still have time. Like, it may not get banned. And we still have 6 months until, if it does get banned, we still got 6 months, right? Utilize the tools that you have right now until they're gone. And this one probably won't be gone. But TikTok, if you just search a specific term, right? Maybe you want to talk about first-time home buyer programs in your area. Search it, because you're going to be able to see how many videos have been created about that topic in your area. And if there's not very many, you have a wonderful opportunity to stand out.
Yeah.
And so do your research before those videos.
That's incredible. And I think that's something else that a lot of people might not know, is how popular social media platforms are becoming as search engines. So I'm a millennial, but I think more millennials, but Gen Z, you know, they want to go to a restaurant, they go look it up on Instagram because they want to see the photos, they want to see the vibe, they want to see other people. They want to learn about something, they go search it on TikTok. So being in those places to pop up whenever those are, you know, huge homebuyer demographics, like, you've got to be on there. And like we were talking about earlier, doing it with your face and making yourself more approachable and human, it's just what we've got to be doing. So yeah, that's amazing. Let's see here. So I wanted to get some good general info about social media, and if there's anything else that you want to throw in there, please do. But I did also want to give you a chance to touch on exactly what Social Coach is doing, because I know you guys have made a ton of improvements in your app and you're really empowering people on video. So is it something that anyone can do? Is it something that you have to go through, you know, your company? Give us the rundown on what Social Coach does for people, and how they can utilize it.
Yeah. So, Social Coach is a software. We are an enterprise social media management platform, right? Built specifically for the mortgage space. Meaning we help your sales team, so your loan officers, get content on their page more consistently. We help the marketing team by either helping create content or just get the content they've spent hours and hours creating themselves and actually get it on the pages, rather than putting it in a SharePoint or a CRM where they have to go download it and click multiple buttons. Let's just kind of like pipeline that straight to their socials, right? But then on top of that, we've built in a full compliance platform as well that proactively goes out and looks at the content before it even gets posted. Right. So as they're typing something like lowest rate in town, Social Coach will flag that and say, no, you can't say that based on the rules of your compliance team. Right. So on a high level, we are an enterprise software, but you don't have to have an enterprise contract with us to be able to utilize Social Coach. Any loan officer, any real estate agent, which is new, can come to us and say, hey, I want to utilize Social Coach, because I need help with video content. We have a product called Video Catalyst that is available to anyone on a month-to-month basis, where we eliminate the main roadblocks. One being, I don't know what to say, right? Or just like content creation. We have over 250 scripts that they have like a library of scripts that they can go. We add 5 new every single week. Like, we're continuously adding content there that they can grab. They simply record the video with our built-in teleprompter, and then we do all the editing and the production for them, right? So I have a loan officer that came to me and said, hey, I need help with editing. Literally just this morning, said, I need help with editing. I have everything. I have the ideas. But I do not want to learn how to edit a video. And I feel like I need that. And you do. You need to have captions at least. At a minimum, you need captions. Social Coach, basically, you just upload the video into the app. It's right on your phone. You can actually record your video through the app. You don't even have to do it on your camera. You send it to us and we do all the editing and the production for you. And then because you connect your socials to the app as well, we can post it directly from Social Coach to all of your socials with a single click of a button. It's super easy. It eliminates every single roadblock you can think of. All I need you to do is pick up your phone, record a 1-minute video, and we do the rest.
That's awesome. And something you said there at the end, just pick up your phone. Even if, you know, you're someone out there that's not ready to fully, you know, commit to, you know, a platform like Social Coach. And Ben, you can touch on this as well. You don't need fancy equipment. I think that's an excuse people tell themselves a lot is, oh, I don't have that mic. I don't have a ring light. I don't have this. I don't have that. While yes, that'll probably elevate your videos. You don't need that to get started, right?
No, I mean, what I started with was my phone, right? Everyone has this, right? And you have, in fact, your camera on your phone is probably better than your computer or better than most cameras out there, right? So, and if you're going to stay near your phone, if you're going to like just do a selfie video or put it on a tripod, your audio is just as good as well, right? Like, you don't need a mic. When we start getting into videos where you're doing like a walkthrough of a house or you're walking, I had a guy who was talking about bridge loans and he walked from one side of the bridge to another, right? He needed a mic for that because like when he first did it, he started his video when he was across the bridge and you couldn't hear anything, right? And then as he got closer, you could start to hear it. So mics start to come in if you want a little bit better quality or if you want to be a little bit more creative. Lighting. If you just go to a window or go outside, you're going to have decent lighting. I actually popped up. I have like a quick pop-up light that I popped up just for this. Like, I don't usually use it, but I was like, hey, I should probably have some good lighting for this. You could get a quick ring light. Like, you don't have to spend a ton of money. I think combined everything that I've spent for mics, lighting, and just like my tripod to hold my phone, like all that combined – is less than $100.
Yeah, same thing.
I right, like, it doesn't take much.
$15, and
yeah,
it has the trap.
Yeah, if you see us at a conference, come by because we actually have portable ring lights that you just clip to your phone.
Nice.
Yeah, and so if you see us at a conference, come and ask for a ring light. We got them for you. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, but they just clip right onto your phone, and you can record video with that too. So, but you don't need anything to get started. Just pick up your phone and you'll start to see, okay, maybe I do want a little bit better audio. Okay, let me get a mic, right? Oh, maybe I should get some lighting because I record all my videos in my basement. Okay, cool. And then if I talk with my hands, and so a tripod is always nice. That's the first thing I got, is just so I can like stand up because I like being, you know, standing, right, and I like talking with my hands. So I just got a tripod. It was $12 on Amazon. Like, that's easy.
So it's, I'm kind of hearing, you know, throw your excuses out the window. Just do it because there's nothing standing in your way. We all have the phone. We can all do something. And then as you're more comfortable with it, maybe add those elements and build upon it, right? So
I think there's one excuse that we haven't touched on.
Ooh, let's hear it.
And it's that, ready? I don't like the way I look or sound on video. I don't know, Sarah. I have never watched a video of someone talking about something that I'm interested in and gone, I don't like their hair today, so I can't trust this person. Like, it just doesn't happen, right? No one cares what you look like unless you're trying to be like this. Let's just say you're trying to be like a beauty influencer and you want to like talk about makeup and you never put on makeup. Like, it's just completely opposite of what you're trying to do. Right. But if you're a loan officer there's really nothing holding you back. In fact, people like it when you're wearing workout clothes and have your hair up and you're walking the dog and talking, right? It's more organic. Yeah. I can relate to that. I did that this morning, right? But if you're all buttoned up in a studio with perfect lighting and it looks like you just spent $1,000 on a video, it's like, oh man, this guy's kind of bougie. Like, I don't know if he's on my same wavelength, right? So as relatable as you can be, no one cares what you look like. No one cares what you sound like. They all care about the content in your video. And if that's good enough, they're going to hold on to that and they're going to continue following you.
Right. And remember, we're all our own toughest critic. No one realized that you stumbled over that word. Only you did. No one's thinking about how your hair was out of place. Only you are. So and that's a hard thing to get over though. I mean, I get that, but just do it. Just do it.
Five videos. If you do five videos, you won't care anymore. It becomes so easy after the fifth, right?
All right.
If you can get through five videos and if you do them all in the same week or in 2 weeks, like you get over the thought of, I don't know what I'm saying. You just get more comfortable with it. You just got to break that like five video in like a 2 week span. If you can break it in 2 weeks, like you'll be fine. But if you do one video and then wait a month, you're always going to feel awkward.
Starting over every time.
Just get in there and get going.
I love that. Just do it. Awesome. Yep. Well, last question, unless there's anything else that popped into your mind, which we love that. But we end every episode with asking our guests, and it's kind of the core of what we're doing in here, Lending Forward. How do you plan on lending it forward for the rest of 2024?
So me personally, I actually have been trying to do more one-on-one trainings and I don't charge for those. I just take 15 minutes and I try to just look at your social media. If you want to, if you want to get a training, from me, feel free to reach out. 15 minutes. We can go over your socials, what it looks like, how to improve. I will take care of anyone that wants to. I'll send you my link or we can put it in the whatever. We can get it out there. But you can do a free social media training with me anytime for the rest of the year. No problem. No strings attached. I won't even sell you Social Coach. I'll let you know what we do, but I won't sell it to you. I won't even give you the option to buy it. But I just want to help people get better at social media. And I think it's really easy to say, I don't know how to do it. And I don't know anyone else that knows how to do it. So I'm not going to do it. Well, now I want to make sure that everyone that listens to this podcast has the option. Feel free to schedule time with me. No strings attached. We'll go through your social media. We'll make sure it looks good. It's compliant and that you can get some business from it. And that's what we're going to do.
That's incredible. Thank you, Ben, for offering that. We'll put your info in the episode description. So if you're listening to this episode, check that out. But thank you so much for coming on. You have lended forward a lot. It's been fun. And we will catch you all on next week's episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.